Today's gospel has Jesus telling us, do not be afraid. And I can alleviate at least one fear. Since the air conditioning is not working, my homily will be brief. Also in today's gospel, Jesus reminds us of a very deep truth. God is our Father. So let's unpack that a bit. We say the Our Father all the time, but it's easy to take for granted what we're saying there. You know, in the Old Testament, the image of God as Father is used a few times, but it's not the dominant image there. Instead, we get more of a focus on God's majesty, on his otherness from us. Isaiah talks about God as the Holy One of Israel. And Jeremiah today talks about God as the Lord of hosts. And here, hosts means armies. And he also talks about him as a mighty champion. And there he's referring to him as a warrior. But in the Old Testament, Jesus talks predominantly in images of God as Father. And there he's focusing on the intimacy of God with us. So intimate, in fact, that as we hear today in the gospel, that he has counted the hairs on our head. And he's not only Father, but he's Father of all of us. And we can take comfort in that. You know, he cares deeply for all his creation. And, you know, he cares even for the sparrows, but he cares for us so much more. And there's a great deal of comfort in that. And there's a great deal of guidance we can find in this idea of God as our Father. We live in challenging times. With the killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, we hear shouts of denounce on every side. In these times, it's easy to forget that God is our Father. He is the Father of us all and cares for us all. We see many people trying to do just that, to care for God's children. We see protesters caring for those who have been wronged. We see good police officers caring for those they're sworn to protect. We see medical workers caring for those with COVID-19. Because we are all God's children, he cares for those that we like and those we dislike. He cares for those we agree with and those we disagree with. He cares for those who look like us and those that don't look like us. So let's explore a little more what kind of father God is. Jeremiah reminds us that God is the kind of father who probes the mind and the heart and rescues the life of the poor. The psalmist reminds us that God is the kind of father who hears the poor and does not spurn the imprisoned. Jesus reminds us that God is the kind of father who loves his creation. Today is Father's Day. It is our opportunity to live the fourth commandment by honoring our fathers. And we can also honor our Heavenly Father who gave us the fourth commandment. And the way that we can best honor our Heavenly Father is by loving all his children, our earthly brothers and sisters.